Good to be back with you this morning. I'd like for you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, we're going to start in verse 31. Verse 31 of Matthew chapter 25 says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me."
Amen.
Can you see the question? They're asking the Lord of hosts, when saw we thee hungry? Or when did we give you drink? You know, the Lord is in need of nothing, right? When could we see thee in a destitute state and we have to clothe you? But the Lord told them, insomuch if you had done it unto the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. Rather than serving one another, helping one another, being there for one another, praying for one another. That's how we're serving our Lord. You know, like when we had the communion service and we get down and stoop down at our brethren's feet and we wash their feet. Brethren, that's the time that we can have that we're washing the Lord's feet.
Right.
We're serving one another, serving Him in the process. Because the Lord says, the King says unto them, so much have you done it unto the least of these, my brethren. Done it unto me. You know, I wanted to sing that song, Cast Your Bread Upon the Water. You know, because a lot of times people don't mind helping people that can help them back. You know, that's just the world thing. You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. God's kingdom, we help the ones who can't help back. We help the ones who are in need, not expecting anything in return. That's God's kingdom. World's kingdom is, you know, you look out for number one and you only help somebody if they can give you something that you're in need of or you want. Well, that may be how they say the world goes round. But God's kingdom, we need to help one another and not respect anything in return. Not let the right hand know what the left hand's doing or whatever, you know. That's what you're supposed to have to do. What you're supposed to do. It says, you know, you saw, it says, for I was a hungered and you gave me meat. You know, if you see people that are in need. Now, granted, there's going to be a lot of people come up wanting something. You know, there's some folks who are always pestering you for money or whatever, you know, and the Lord's given us discernment. The Lord's blessed us with a mind, you know, but if you see somebody who is in need, really in need, and the Lord puts something upon your heart and you want to do something for them, do it. Don't hold back. Don't be like in James where it talks about shut up the bowels of mercy and compassion upon somebody. What does it profit if you just tell somebody, you know, if you see somebody in need and you just tell them, well, you know, be warmed and Lord bless you, and you don't do anything, what does that profit, right? What is that good? What good is that going to do? And especially if somebody asked you, please pray for me. And you say, well, yeah, I'll do that. But then we forget to do so. I know we get busy. Things happen. You know, sometimes things slip my mind. But when somebody asks you to pray for them, we should not take that lightly. Take it seriously. If somebody's asking for prayers or somebody's asking for something and you can see that they're in need. But this started off with when the Son of Man comes in His glory. You know, at the end of time, the Lord's going to separate the sheep from the goats. You know, He has a chosen people. That's God's people. That's His people, the chosen people, the ones who are the kingdom of heaven has been prepared for. Those are the people who are going to have compassion on one another. Those are the people that are going to have love to one another.
Amen.
But do we always? But do we always? Now, I'm not trying to get up on a whipping post and whip anybody here. If anybody, I've got stripes on my back. Plenty of them. I need to do better. I need to do better. We already know as a primitive Baptist, we know that God has a chosen people out of every nation, kindred, and tongue. We don't know how many people. But we do know of God's people. Those are the only ones that's going to be bearing forth those fruits. You know, the fruits of the Spirit over in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Those fruits of the Spirit, God's people are the only ones who are going to be bearing forth those fruits. But how much are we bearing? How much are we working at it? How much have I been in service to my Lord this week? I'm not going to tell you. I'm ashamed. How much? But we have this passage where it says, insomuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, the least, we've done it unto Him. You know, we have that passage, 1 John 4:19. We love Him because He first loved us. That love had to be set upon us first.
Absolutely.
That quickening has to happen. Something has to be changed in my heart before I even see or want of a desire to follow Him. Lord tells us in, I think it's Luke 9:23, if any man shall come after me or be like me, let him first what? Deny self.
That's right.
Take up his cross daily. Follow me. Deny self. You know, like I said earlier, the world says, look out for number one. You know, be selfish. Now, let me ask you a question. Does anybody have to teach you to be selfish? No, we come pre-programmed to do that, right? No. But that love has to be taught. That love has to be worked. You know, it's the thing about a skill. If you want to get better at your skill, you need to practice at it. You need to work at it, right? Well, our love, that charity, that love in action, opening up our bowels of compassion for one another, that has to be worked. That has to be processed, right? We have to work at it. We have to practice it. And actively doing things. So if we see somebody who is in need, and we, Lord, put that burden upon your heart to do something. And I'm not saying you just have to just go around just throwing money at people. You know, 9 times out of 10, we don't even have to do anything with money. You could give of your time. Time's more precious than money. The world will say, you're a fool if you think time is more precious than money. Well, it is. Time is very precious. You know, that old, you know, the saying, we're not promised tomorrow. We never know. I can't tell the future. I can't even tell what's going to happen in the next 5 seconds. We make plans. We try to do this. We try to do that. But our time is very precious. You know, think about it. You know, when you have small children, you blink an eye and they're not small anymore. My baby, my little James, he's not small anymore. Now, I know he's still small, but he's not that little baby that just stays in your arm and sleeps all the time. You got to watch that little booger. He's around. But it just happens so fast. We all have the same amount of time, but time sometimes seems to pass quicker than others. And what's no more precious than to give somebody of your time? You can remember those times where people have stopped what they were doing and gave of their time for you. You know, that's the thing about another thing about little kids. Children are going to remember who spent time with them.
Right.
Yeah, they love getting all the stuff, and they love who buys them gifts and all this kind of stuff. But what it really comes down to, they're going to remember the ones that took the time for them. How much more is a child of God when you take time to give to someone else? See what you can do for them if they're in need of something. You know, it's not just for widows, but yes, we need to be taking care of the widows indeed, or the people that are destitute, the orphans. You know, those are those neighbors, right? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Those are the ones we know of. But, you know, your neighbor could be anybody. Anybody around. Not just the person next door to you, or not just somebody that you know. What is it? Verse 38 says, "When saw thee a stranger and took thee in." You know, we love that, the Good Samaritan. Which one of those was a neighbor to that man that was in peril? Your neighbor could be anybody. Your neighbor could be anybody. We need to be taking care of one another. Love one another. In John 13, John 13, 34, Jesus says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Did you hear that? He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another," not just love one another, but love one another as I have loved you. How much has Christ loved the church? How much has Christ loved his people? That's a commandment. "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as Christ has loved you." Are we there yet? Not hardly. But we can try. We can be better. We can work at it, right? And in verse 35 says, By this, what we've already talked about, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples." Do you want to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you want to be a follower of His? Do you want to be named among Him? Then listen. "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." One to another. Not just love for another.
Right.
Love to another. There's some action behind that, right? You can have love for somebody, but never show it. But if you have love to them, you're going to show it. You're going to actively show it. He says, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples." Well, if we're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're going to be like Him, the first thing we need to do is deny self and take up our cross and follow Him. And He says, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that if you have love one to another." You know, in verse 34, Jesus says, "A new commandment I give unto you." You know, the Pharisees at the time, they're not going to be teaching that. That's not going to be taught. The world won't teach you this. God's people need to hear this. Because God's people are the only ones that's going to receive this. We're the only ones that have the ability to receive this. I like that old saying about the unregenerate has a memory. You know, people that you meet constantly in town or at work or, you know, on the job or wherever you're at, school, wherever you go, you're meeting. They may not be the most godly people that you've ever met. But God may not have worked on their heart yet. God may not have opened their eyes yet. You know, that's the condition that we all were in until the Lord has touched and tendered our heart first. That's the biggest thing about, you know, the world says, well, judge not, right? Don't judge me. Don't judge this. Well, I can't judge the heart. But what we can judge is the fruit that they're bearing. But don't always just cast people off, right? You never know. That's why we're supposed to have love one to another. What if you see somebody who is in need and they just don't have any love for God in their heart whatsoever, and they don't care about one another, but you're kind to them. Later in their life, the Lord comes and touches and tenders their heart. They're going to remember who was kind to them. They're going to remember that. They're going to remember that. Because a born-again child of God, that right there, seeing that light, we're supposed to be showing forth our light. And one of the best ways we can is being love one to another. You know, just be kind. How hard is that? You know, just to be kind to one another. I know sometimes it's hard to be kind towards some folks. There's some out there that it's really hard to be kind to, isn't it? But as God's people, we're called to respond in kindness, not in kind. That's tough. That's hard. But who said following the Lord was going to be easy? You know, if we're going to be going into the kingdom, we're going to be pressing into the kingdom because there's plenty of opposition out there. This world is not a friend to God. Was it in Timothy, yea, and all that shall live godly shall suffer persecution? There's some opposition. And it's always around. If nothing else, the devil's always around, isn't he? Well, I tell you, I don't know if he's been on your case here lately, but he's sure been on mine. But keep pressing into it. Keep following his commandments. That's one of the ways we can tell the Lord that I love you. If you love me, what? Keep my commandments. Amen. Well, this one right here in John 13 says, a new commandment I give unto you. Amen. She love one to another. You know, when Jesus was here in his earthly ministry, he showed much compassion, right? Yes. Those that he healed, those that he had mercy upon, he healed them. When Lazarus was dead and would died, and he came to the tomb, you know, he wept. How much love does Christ have for his people? I mean, it takes a lot of love to love some folks, doesn't it? But just think about us in our fallen, sin-stinking condition, that he would have his love, that he would go to the cross and not just suffer by the hands of men. Crucifixion, Roman crucifixion is terrible. I mean, could you imagine being nailed to a cross, suspended between heaven and earth, on a cross, hanging there, bleeding out after you've been scourged, after you've been beaten, after you've been spit upon. But then, to have God withdraw his presence, that is something that we'll never have to experience. Never have to experience separation from God. But Jesus had to endure that. The Father had to withdraw his presence from his Son and pour out his holy wrath. You know, they say that those 3 hours of darkness, some scoffers would say, well, that's not much of a punishment for only 3 hours. You don't know my God. My God is powerful. And Jesus endured the wrath. God himself even turned out the lights, because he wasn't even going to allow men to see as this light of the world was going out. I like that phrase, as the light of the world, as Jesus was going out. He said he wasn't even going to allow the sun to shine, outshine him. But Jesus had to endure separation from his Father. And I believe that's when he said, I thirst. I know he was thirsty. You know he had to be thirsty. But I think he would say, I thirst for the fellowship that he had with his Father. Never been without it. And something we'll never have to experience. So brethren, all this that Jesus has done for us. And he tells us to do this one little thing. One little tiny thing. Love one another. Be kind one to another. Show forth that love. Let your light so shine. Be a shining beacon in this dark world. He's endured all for me. And he's left me this little bit left to do. This little bitty commandment. But you know, he summed up the Ten Commandments with these two. Love God and love one another. What we see in the scriptures that how we love the Lord is we keep his commandments. And his commandment is to love one another. And I'm not trying to be up here like the hippie movement or whatever and saying love conquers all, love and flower power this and power that. No, it's the right kind of love. It's charity. It's godly love. Not acceptance. You know, there's some things that are wrong. This word of God tells us some things are wrong. I'm not an absoluter, but here's the thing. If God says it's wrong, it's absolutely wrong. But we're supposed to teach in love. Discipline in love. It's so very important. Because if you leave out the love, then you just have hate or anger. How are you going to bring somebody to church? How are you going to invite somebody to the Word? If you invite somebody to church, they want to hear good things, right? Now, we need to see and hear about these practical teachings. We need to know what is right and what is wrong. Absolutely. But if all we hear is the grace of God, now I'm not trying to put grace down at all. Don't get me wrong. Grace is a wonderful thing. It needs to be preached all the time. We need to hear it constantly. But if we stop preaching on grace, would that change the grace of God in any way? No. But if we leave off these practical teachings and never hear any more of these, of the practical teachings of how we're supposed to interact with one another, what kind of damage would that do for generations to come? We need to listen to this word, cling to this word, read it constantly, and reading this word, getting to know our Lord. That's how we get to know him, right? By reading his word, communing with him on a regular basis. You know, if you want to get to know somebody here on earth, you know, you have to spend some time with them. Well, spend some time with the Lord. Read his word. Treasure up his commandments. And he says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. We've got a lot of work to do. I have a tremendous amount of work to do. But if we keep going, right? Remember, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. If we're doing his work the way he's told us to do, our labor is not in vain. So we have a lot of work to do. Try to love one another. Be a good neighbor to one another. And showing forth that charity, that love in action. But always remember, done it unto the least of these, my brethren. You've done it unto me. So let's try to serve the Lord as best we can and show forth that love one to another.